We want to try and keep this focused
on
something.
Right.
Unlike last time.
So the concept is focus.
Yeah, unlike last time. But last time was fun. We had
talk
hot,
about Babylon
we had hot debates about Babylon 5.
Okay.
The debates were hot or 6 was hot? What?
Wait. Babylon 5 was the hot debate. But that's the last conversation. We need to change the conversation.
You do think 6 is hot, then, don't you? I'm sorry. All right, I'll move on.
Okay.
So I think Denise had a question about that.
I was reading a British graphic design magazine recently called IUI. And they were doing an article about the EU flag, and they were saying that it had been suggested and apparently approved that they were going to change the design from the basic 12 yellow stars on the blue field to something that incorporates every single color from all the flags. It's a lot of vertical stripes, and it basically looks like a really colorful barcode. And it's crazy. And there are reasons against it, like, you know, it's really hard for kids to draw. It's kind of messy looking, and it's just weird. And
I'm surprised that kids being able to draw it was
well, that
issue.
Was just one of the suggestions.
Well, it's an interesting point. I mean, if you've got a flag that nobody can actually remember what colors are
yeah,
in it, and nobody can draw it.
Yeah, I guess it loses any kind of symbolic
value. A flag is supposed to be something visible at a distance that everybody universally recognizes.
And from far away, this would look gray. I think it really would, because it's like, there was like 50 or maybe 40 or 50 vertical stripes. They were really skinny. But they weren't all the same width.
Was this like a plan that's moving forward, or are they going
to... The article seems to indicate that it had been approved, and it was indeed affirmatively in the process of becoming the official EU flag, which confused me.
The EU is a very, very large bureaucratic organization that has a lot of different groups that seem to sometimes disagree. Among each other quite significantly.
Yeah.
I seem to remember something about some of the surveillance technology. Like one part of the EU was producing a report on the Echelon surveillance system, and another part looked like they were interested in using it. So one of them was basically saying, like, this exists and these are the bad things that are being done. The other part's like, oh, this is a useful thing for us to have. So, you know, they're kind of going across purposes. I don't know.
Inconsistency in mission seems to be a problem in their...
In any large organization.
We visited the... Who did we visit? The translation services in Luxembourg when we went to Europe. Denise and I took an EU trip with the linguistics class.
Interviewing EU officials.
Yeah, and, you know, we'd spent, like, days talking in class about how it was virtually impossible for them to incorporate any new languages into all the publications and translations that they have to do, like, because, you know, there's Estonia and Latvia and Lithuania join. There's a million speakers of each language, which is proportionally almost nothing, but they have to incorporate the language as part of the deal of joining the EU.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, they don't have the resources to do it, but the people at the translation services claim that they're going to do it anyway.
There, yes.
Regardless
of
cost or...
Meanwhile,
across
the city, there was the second floor apartment of the commonly used languages.
Eblul. European Bureau of Lesser Used Languages.
Yeah, that's right.
European Bureau. For some reason, I had to type that acronym.
They seem like a bunch of activists.
Well, the flag that you mentioned seems like a wonderful example of some of the worst things that EU tries to do. They don't want to offend anybody, and they want to include everybody.
You can't do that without offending someone.
And there's just some point at which you have to decide where to include and where not to. And flag colors are one place not to include.
I wish I could pull it up on the internet and show it to you guys if I could find it somewhere.
Was there originally a significance to the 12 stars?
Wasn't there 12
members?
Original members?
11 original.
11
members.
Original members of the European Council or the.
Yeah, maybe that was. I thought that number 12, even though it is no longer symbol of anything, it's just sort of a symbolic unifying number, and it's nice because it's number 12.
But if they go with this flag that has everybody's flag, what happens when they add more countries? Do they have to go back and revise it? Add even more countries to it and make it even more squished?
Now that flags are. Clearly, but I mean, some of them are like white, blue, white, blue, white, blue, and you're like, that could be Greece.
And what happens if they add Turkey or any other Muslim country? And
that's not part of Europe.
But Turkey wants to join.
Turkey has a little bit of Europe. Bosphorus,
yeah,
the side of Bosphorus.
Istanbul.
But they still want to join the EU. At least that's like an ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're really hot on that. They abolished the death penalty, for example.
Really?
As part
in
yes,
Turkey. Wow.
Yes. What was the Kurdish PKK leader that they caught, that was a fairly big case, and one of the, you know, he would have faced the death penalty, but they abolished it, and he's got the sentence to life in prison. That was pretty much a that was related to their EU desire to join the EU.
Although I think they've already done enough. I mean, to counter that, they're already sort of in
they have a bad
humanitarian
track record.
Debt.
Oh yeah. Oh, they have some. They have a lot of issues. They passed one law. I don't know if it was. Was repealed or not being enforced, that required anybody producing websites there to submit two written copies to a particular government agency before they published them.
Wow.
That could be kind of, just thinking of the truckloads of paper, if you were going to try and mirror writers or something, you'd have a semi of paper arriving every day. It was, then of course Greece, an EU member, banned video games recently.
Oh, are you serious?
I thought they banned like the production of them. They didn't ban people owning them.
They banned ownership or playing of video games.
Ownership?
Any kind of video games? So we're talking like Pong is illegal, or
exactly.
Just like Grand Theft Auto 3?
Yeah,
anything.
The prostitute run.
What they were concerned about is illegal gambling going on, and they apparently some of the politicians decided that it was too difficult for the police to try to determine whether something was a gambling operation or whether it was just gaming, standard computer games, so they decided to ban them all.
Yeah, they made it too broad, basically.
It sounds like it would be impossible. I mean, unless video games just aren't as...
it's like banning radios in Eastern Europe during World War II or something.
It's not a good idea, huh?
Well, I thought that worked reasonably well. Then, well, I guess you increase the penalties enough and you can do a pretty good job of banning...
anything, yeah.
Almost anything. In Saudi Arabia, it has...
drugs?
Death penalty... public beheading by sword for drug smuggling, and they still catch 150 odd a year for that, so obviously it doesn't always work, but I think it would work much better for radios because it's hard to be addicted to the radio.
Mm-hmm. Unlike TV, which so many people
get. But I think if you can get addicted to video games as your sole source of entertainment in this country,
right?
I think if radio is the best thing you have.
Mm.
It could. I don't know. I mean, that's also going to involve comparing like the American lifestyle and the Eastern European
right.
lifestyle.
Did they ban all radios or just radios that would pick up programming that was?
I was just thinking of people smuggling radios to listen to the news and listen to what was going on in the World War II front.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking about. It. I was not. That was an official.
Okay.
Argument data. I just brought it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they tried to stop people from listening to foreign news sources.
They did, but I don't know any more about it. So
oh,
I'll just
okay.
Show
you
that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Turkey, that's where a plane crashed recently.
Yes.
Nice segue.
I saw the headline. Do you? I didn't really catch much more about it.
Neither did I. Except that they had attributed it to something, and I can't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm. I think there were some survivors. There was some, I think like 70 odd. I think something around 70 died, and about 5 survived, I believe.
Wow.
Something about reading mm-hmm. something like that, which usually, I mean, I guess most plane crashes I read about, it seems like either everybody dies or almost everybody survives.
Yeah, it's just a matter of whether the plane explodes or like lands on its wheels.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the main.
I mean, you're on
this variable.
Little box.
Yeah, if the plane flips
you're
and rolls,
you're gonna die, or you're not gonna die.
Right. Well, I think a lot of the more modern safety evacuation procedures and such have reduced the likelihood that you'll end up with something slowly happening that people can't get away from. If
mm-hmm.
there's something going on, like a fire or some other damage, then people can get out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the past, they might not have had as good an evacuation mm-hmm. procedure, so people would you'd be more likely to have some people dying in the fire, some people escaping.
Yeah.
I was actually just looking at Concorde recently. Do you remember hearing about the Concorde crash that happened?
Right, and they grounded all the Concordes for at least a few months, right?
Yeah.
It was almost at least a year, I think, before
yeah.
they started to fly them.
Well, they're back in operation.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually just curious how much it cost to fly Concorde. I was looking at British Airways from D.C. to London. They've got about 4 flights a day, and it costs about $11,000 to $12,000.
$11,000 or $12,000?
Yes.
You have to get there 2 hours sooner.
Yeah. 2 hours sooner? Is that all you save?
Maybe 3.
It's not. It's
2 to 3 is all.
I think it goes about Mach 2, but.
Oh, I thought it was much faster.
And an old plane's like 1.4.
Can you imagine getting Japan like?
So it's just.
Yeah, but they only go.
That plane's so ridiculously London. Expensive to operate.
Did
I mean,
do you see that?
Yes.
It seems like it's implausible to me that it would
I think
even
they did.
Last
I
in
cost,
service
but
that kind of cost.
Well, there are enough people who. Who just do have enough money that doesn't really mean anything to them.
Okay.
And I
no
think
par-
Well, one of the things you're paying for as well is the fact that you, I'm pretty sure they give you, you go through different different checkpoints. They don't have the same level of lines. You know, they overall, you get a much nicer experience. And I'm sure they work very hard to ensure that
you... If you want that nice of experience, just get your own private jet.
Well, a private... I mean, you know how much private jets cost?
Well, if you keep doing it over and over and over again...
A private jet costs around... costs 30 or 40 million.
Oh, yeah. All
right. Those things are... I mean, those things are
Citation
really...
Citation 10 can go the speed of sound almost. It's the fastest business jet that exists. It's like 80 million, and it costs several thousand dollars to put gas in it. Several thousand dollars to pay the pilots to fly it.
Right.
You learn to fly it yourself.
Well, that will.
Yeah, you're John Travolta.
A friend of mine's doing that, actually. He graduated with a CS degree from here, and he's now a certified pilot.
I know a few people.
It's a very, very strange. He graduated and went straight into flight school.
And is he going to, like, actually. Sir, what?
Remember BJ? His mom. His mom has a pilot jet. And
she has a private jet?
Yeah, she doesn't have one. I think she does. I mean, she has access to one. And she calls it the FAA.
I took flying lessons when I was 14.
My friend dropped out of school here to take flying lessons.
It's not like the kind of thing you would want to drop out of school to do.
Seen how much they make if you get to a top level commercial pilot?
No, but that takes years and years and years to do that.
So does almost anything work well?
I believe. For training, one to 3 years of training, and I mean, you can move up reasonably fast if you're good at it.
But there's also a lot of requirements on flight hours. To get multi-engine certified, for example, like you have to just spend X amount of hours in a multi-engine plane flying it.
Okay, yeah.
Which, I mean, if you have a lot of money, you can definitely do that. Like, go fly every day, and it's not that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's he was doing a friend of mine was doing a fairly intensive course.
Yeah.
I think a lot of military people also go in that direction because they would have a lot of flying hours.
Yeah,
and
a lot of commercial pilots, yeah.
Right.
You'll see them on the weekends flying those KC-130s around for, like, their National Guard hours or whatever they still have to put in, you know?
Right, right. Plus I think normally for commercial pilots, they work about half the time. About half the month they're working, half the month they're off, which is...
Okay, so they get a shorter work week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have a lot of disposable income, and you have some time when you've got to be pretty much just completely dedicated to the job, and that's it. And then the rest of the time you can do whatever, which makes the disposable income
cool.
Kind of like this job.
What, this job is disposable income?
Yeah.
I guess not.
It has benefits. Depends on whether you'd have to buy all the benefits yourself.
This job or being an airline pilot?
You're talking about this job.
This job.
Mm. Well, so I mean, but you know, depends on what kind of resources you want access to. There's some nice machine shops, things like that, that would be really expensive to build yourself. SR-71 is the fastest admitted plane.
Admitted, like government acknowledged.
Right.
Louder?
You want us to stop? We can stop?
Sure.
Sure. How long was that?
I vote that we stop.
13 minutes.
13 minutes. Okay.
13?
It's the best 13 minutes of my life.
That's it. I thought we were supposed to be here for half an hour.
Yeah.